Well, that really was the most extraordinary test. How proud of you, 84% here under the lights and everything. That is an amazing performance from a young horse.
It really is. He is just the horse that keeps on giving. Like, it's extra special because I bred him. So we've done everything together, and it's no secret that actually as a 4- and 5-year-old horse, he wasn't the most exciting in the world. I thought he was a nice horse, but nothing more than that. But he's just getting better and better and better, so super excited.
But when you think, competed here at the Horse of the Year show, Charlotte was doing something similar with a horse like this, how excited of what potential this horse could give you to take you to perhaps places you never thought you might go to?
I do hope that he can. He really shows a talent for the Grand Prix work, so he has a very strong Piaf, his passage is coming on, so hopefully we'll follow in Imhotep's footsteps.
You've had a very good summer, you had a great Hartley. What were you thinking coming here? Were you under pressure to think, right, I'm the one who probably is the favourite, or how did you view tonight?
Do you know what? I've actually just been away on holiday in Cornwall for 5 days. I rode him for the first time yesterday, and we came with a very chilled out, laid back, we're just going to go and see. But that's the kind of horse he is. I can leave him. And I actually had terrible prep for the Nationals as well, because I wasn't very well. And, I got on him 2 days before that, and he pulled it out of the bag. So he's a champ.
So what now? You win here. There's a degree of pressure, but now you're obviously... Are you raising the bar with what this horse can achieve?
I think that the thing now is that he has to go to the next level. So this is just intermediate one level. I now have to get him consolidated at Grand Prix. So he started that path. He was second in the Nationals at the Inter 2, which is the step in between. But next year he will go Grand Prix. And, hopefully we can keep trying to get these kind of scores there as well.
But having a homebred, how special does that feel, that this could be the horse of a lifetime?
It is. It just makes it more special. Horses, everybody knows, is just a lottery, isn't it? I bred 3 horses from the same mare. He was the last one. They've all been lovely. The first one was nice, but actually had an injury. The second one was about 12-2, so that one got sold. you don't know what you're going to get, and you just have to roll with it when you get one like this and see how far you can go.
And when you look at the overall British dressage scene, it's a competitive area, but you might just have a horse that could open the door.
I kind of tend to say Olympics is just no, because it's 3 spaces now. It's so hard. You've got Charlotte and Lottie and Carl already there with so many brilliant horses, but I hope that he can be, a good top Grand Prix horse on the international stage, and, if we can give them a run for their money, then we'll do it.
Well, You opened. You made people think tonight. Well done tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Becky, can I just ask? You touched on it earlier.